COVID-19 continues to be a public health risk for all individuals. Ephraim McDowell Health, EMH, has placed visitation guidelines to help reduce the risk of transmission to our patients, visitors, and staff. These guidelines are intended to provide additional safeguards to help reduce your risk of COVID-19. During times of community or hospital increase of COVID-19 transmission, additional visitation restrictions may have to be applied for the health of our patients, visitors, and staff. Expectations of our visitors. All visitors will be screened for symptoms of COVID-19. Any visitor not seeking care who screens positive will not be allowed to enter the facility. All visitors must wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth. Cloth masks are highly discouraged. Hospital-grade masks will be available to you if you do not have one. They can be found at a public door screening station. Visitors are to wear a mask at all times while in the facility, including patient rooms while visiting. Exceptions are for overnight visitors while sleeping. Visitors who refuse to wear a mask or their reasonable accommodation will be asked to leave the premises. All visitors are encouraged to wash their hands or use hand sanitizer when entering and leaving a facility and/or a patient's room. Visitors are allowed to use public spaces but must obey all public signage regarding infection prevention and control policies, including masking and social distancing. Visitors are highly encouraged to be up to date with all COVID-19 vaccinations. Visitors shall limit the number of personal items brought in for patients. Reducing the number of personal care items will reduce the transmission of germs and infections. Visitors may be asked to step out of a patient clinic room by the care team at any time so that a procedure or exam can be performed on the patient. Visitors are discouraged from leaving the facility to smoke. Visitors who are noted to leave the building frequently to smoke may not be permitted to re-enter for the day and may be at risk of having visitation privileges revoked. Visitors must follow these guidelines at all times and adhere to EMH policies and expectations regardless of any pre-communicated expectations. Failure to follow these expectations may result in visitation privileges being revoked. Visitation hours. Inpatient unit 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Critical care unit 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Behavioral health unit 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Hospital entrances. Ephraim McDowell Regional Medical Center. Emergency department entrance, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 3rd Street 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. South Wing 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Ephraim McDowell Fort Logan Hospital. Main entrance, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ephraim McDowell James B. Hagen Hospital. Emergency department entrance, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Main entrance 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Friday. Adult and pediatric inpatient guidelines. Adult COVID-19 negative 2 visitors are permitted to switch out for each day but should limit the number of times entering or leaving the building. One visitor is allowed to stay overnight. Children ages 12 to 17 are allowed to visit but must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Adult COVID-19 positive 1 designated visitor is permitted age 18 or older. No switching is allowed, but visitor can leave and come back during visiting hours. However, they should not visit any other location in the facility. Visitor must remain in the patient's room and wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, including masks, gown and gloves. Eating and/or drinking in isolation room is discouraged. Pediatric COVID-19 negative 1 or 2 parents, legal guardians may stay with the child for the entire length of the hospital stay. Two visitors are permitted to switch out for each day but should limit the number of times entering or leaving the building. Visitors are in addition to the parent, guardian. Children ages 12 to 17 are allowed to visit but must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Pediatric COVID-19 positive 1 or 2 parents, legal guardians may stay with the child for the entire length of the hospital stay. Parent, guardian can leave the facility and come back but they should not visit any other location in the facility. Parent, guardian must remain in the patient's room and wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, including masks, gown and gloves the entire time. Eating and/or drinking in isolation room is discouraged. Critical care COVID-19 negative 2 family members, support persons are permitted age 18 or older. Visitors are allowed to switch out but should limit the number of times entering or leaving the building. No overnight stays are permitted. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Critical care COVID-19 positive one family member, support person is permitted age 18 or older. No overnight stays are permitted. No switching is allowed, but visitor can leave and come back during visiting hours. However, they should not visit any other location in the facility. Visitor must remain in the patient's room and wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, including masks, gown and gloves. Eating and or drinking in isolation room is discouraged. Surgical, procedural patient guidelines. We encourage patients to reduce the number of individuals who are accompanying them into designated waiting rooms to help maintain social distancing and limit the spread of COVID-19. The presence of visitors is variable depending on procedural area. Adult patients one visitor allowed for check-in, pre-op and post-op locations. Pediatric patients one or two parents. Guardians may accompany the pediatric patient in pre-op and post-op emergency department adult patients one visitor, typically immediate family member after appropriate screening. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Pediatric patients one or two parents. Guardians may accompany the pediatric patient after appropriate screening. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Obstetric patients labor and delivery. During labor visitation one overnight birth support person and two visitors who may not rotate. Total of three visitors during this time. Doulas are considered part of the visitor count. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Mother, baby. After delivery visitation one overnight support person and two visitors who may rotate during visiting hours. Children of the mother are allowed to visit but must be accompanied by an adult at all times. The number of children allowed at bedside may vary and will be determined following a discussion of the care delivery team. COVID-positive patient see adult COVID-19 positive guidelines. Behavioral health adult, child visitation 2 adult visitors per patient per day. One child, age 12 to 17, is allowed on Sunday with an adult visitor present. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Outpatient procedures, clinic appointments, outpatient procedures, diagnostics, labs, infusions, pre-admission testing and clinic appointments. One support person may accompany patient to appointment after appropriate screening. For pediatric patients, one or two parents, guardians may accompany the patient after appropriate screening. We encourage patients to reduce the number of individuals who are accompanying them into designated waiting rooms to help maintain social distancing and limit the spread of COVID-19. The presence of visitors is variable depending on outpatient area and available waiting areas. Exceptions may be made on a case-by-case basis with the care delivery team. Pastoral, hospice, palliative care and end-of-life clergy visitation. Clergy and spiritual leaders are allowed to make routine visits during visitation hours to their congregants and parishioners who are hospitalized after completing screening and identification process. Hospice, palliative care will follow inpatient and critical care visitation guidelines. End-of-life care. Up to 4 visitors will be allowed at one time. Multiple rotations may occur. Visiting hours are flexible at this time. Number of visitors exceeding 4 will be at the discretion of the care delivery team.